conflict in Ukraine is ever present in Cannes, from activists highlighting accusations of war crimes to President Vladimir Zelensky's opening night appeal for filmmakers not to stay silent.
Yeah. We should hear words like from 1940 coming from all screens of the world.
As many Ukrainian filmmakers put down their cameras to pick up weapons, the global film community is asking how it can help their industry once the war is over, an industry that was just starting to thrive.
It was developing quite quickly, I must say, and we had pretty successful years at almost all Class A film festivals. There were Ukrainian films in various programs. There was a film in the main competition in Venice by Valentin Vasinovich called Reflection. There was a film at Berlinale, Klondike, and the same film by Marina Gorbach won Sundance Award.
In Cannes, Ukraine has a range of projects, from Pamphyr, a story about fighting for redemption, to a documentary about the destruction of the German civilian population in World War II. Maxim Nakonechny's film is competing in the new director's category. He's been given special permission to be in Cannes, but next week will return to join the Ukrainian army. Butterfly Vision follows Lilia, a former prisoner of war who struggles to resume her life as a soldier and wife. It's the story of a victim who refuses to be identified as one, that the writers based on interviews with victims of war crimes.
Their stories were full of some awful, horrific details. But the most impressive thing for us, and actually that was what our film is about, like what were they doing in order to survive, to overcome this trauma.
The Ukrainian directors say the characters in their film reflect the strength and courage of the Ukrainian people. But the bubble that is Cannes is so far removed from their reality right now. They say they'd like to talk about cinema, but first they need to survive, to get through this war and then rebuild. Charlie Angela, Al Jazeera, Cannes.